Case number 9747, Alvin and Donna Collins, west of Route 30, 1,425 feet north of Route 9. They're seeking a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. Place your right hand. Right hand. State your full name and address.
It's Donna Ray Collins, 18920 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
Alvin Lee Collins, Jr., 18920 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Hello.
Good evening.
We're requesting the variance to build a garage on a irregular shaped piece of land. We have the consent of both land owners, which are here with us.
Okay. Mr. Collins, I was out there to look at your property. You got a 100 plus feet in the front, right? And you wanted a rear setback of 17 feet, and then you've got, there's a tree there. You have in your side yard. Now, can you explain to the board what why you want to make that when you got 100 feet in the front?
I have this little map. Would anyone like to see it?
I have the map. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the shape of the land, and
yeah, that's what we have. We have a survey. You submitted a survey?
No, sir.
Well, we have a survey.
You didn't submit this with your application?
Oh, yes. Okay.
I was going to say. I don't know who did.
Yeah, I've never done this, so please bear with me.
I take it that your parcel is to include some additional land now. Is that correct? It says line to be extinguished. Was that done sometime
that
before?
That was
bought the
old
land.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you bought the land so you could build the garage?
Yes, sir.
And it, as Mr. Rickard stated, it appears that you should be able to meet the setback requirements. What would keep you from meeting those setback requirements, moving it forward and inward?
The way it starts on the road, it's very narrow at the driveway, and then it gets wide as you go to the back. So because of the shape of the land to make...
You're talking about what used to be, right?
Mm-hmm. What we just bought.
Right. But that has become your whole parcel.
Correct. But the way we wanted to put the garage so it would look, you know, because the house faces the road, we wanted the garage to face the road the same way. That's why we were asking for the variance.
Okay. Still don't understand why... What's in the way to keep you from putting meeting the setback?
We were just trying to line the garage up so that it faces the road the same way the house does, and to utilize the land for the pulling trailers and stuff.
Campers and trailers, things like that.
That's about the only way.
It's that open field. You've got the brown house, and then you're the house next to it to that open house, or the field.
We're in the rancher house, yes.
The rancher house.
Yes.
But you do have plenty of room there. I mean, I saw that. You know, went out to look at your property, and only question I had was from your side yard, that why you would want it from your side yard, a 1 foot variance from 15 feet. I didn't understand.
Well, we didn't want it too close to the house because there's a well back there and we have a pool in the backyard.
Okay, now the well down there, that's a question. Where's your well? The board would probably want to know that. It might be able to consider that. Where's your well? Is that it come into play?
The garage will be probably 20, 30 feet from it, something like that.
From the well?
Yes. I didn't measure it. I didn't know.
So you move it up, be closer to the well then? You're just saying?
No, it's to the side. It would be to the side of where the garage is going to be.
So meaning the side setback would mean instead of it being 20 or 30 feet from the well, be 19 to 29 feet to the well.
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
No, the side setback's from the other side, correct, of the field.
According to this, you want to put it close to this side property line and close to the back property line. So.
Okay, that's not the, okay, right there.
Right, so you're, instead of, you want to.
Where?
It being 15 feet from the side property line, you want it 14 feet. But you're saying your well is 20 to 30 feet away from this side, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you really don't need the side variance?
No, I can actually move the garage down another foot to that way.
Now what's keeping you from moving it forward that way?
Trying to swing trailers around in that little piece of land.
What kind of trailer?
Camper and car trailer.
Okay.
We have a 30-foot camper that we'd like to put in this garage.
Okay.
And it barely swings around now, and you pull into the driveway to try to back it in.
Yeah, you have you got 2,400 square foot garage. That's a pretty big garage.
Yes, sir.
2,400 square feet, huh? And you need all that garage for.
I would like to.
40 feet would probably. Well, I'm sure you could get 17 feet from that if you moved it up. And well, you've got what you're here for is to show a hardship, okay? Not because you want it there, okay? And that's what the board's trying to look for, to help you. Okay, so if there's anything that you want to say about a well or a septic or anything like that that may help the board.
The only way we could put the garage in there would be catacorner. It wouldn't line up with the house and the road. It would be catacorner. The doors would actually be facing towards the house, and we still wouldn't be able to swing around, and I don't think that would look as nice as having it lined up with the house.
So this picture, are you saying that this picture depicts being lined up with the house?
No, that one doesn't.
Okay, well, I think that's a little bit of confusion here. Maybe this drawing is not correct in what you're saying.
No, the one I.
Do you have a different drawing?
Yes, that's.
I'll send it down to you.
Okay. Now, what's to the rear of your property? Is that agricultural land?
Yes, Mr. Phillips' land.
Is that family? Or.
He
has no problem with that?
He's right here. They're both here.
Perhaps what Mr. Ricker was trying to explain is, in order to grant a variance, you have to meet certain criteria standards for granting a variance, and you have to show uniqueness. And granted, that parcel was unique at one point because it was pie-shaped, as you explained, but it's part of your property now. So you have to show where it's now unique, where it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property or it can't be developed otherwise, that the hardship isn't created by yourselves, the applicant, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare, and it's a minimum to afford relief. Okay. I don't think we're convinced that you meet any of these standards, but perhaps you can convince us otherwise.
If I move the garage up anymore, then it's going to be even closer to Mr. Short's land. If I go towards the house, we're going to be getting closer to the well. And three trees that are planted there, three older trees.
We didn't want to have to remove the trees we already had there. Or get it closer to the existing.
Pass it down. I can ask a question. You'll see. You got the whole angle of your garage different.
Yeah.
In this drawing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what you from what we're going by is all different. So that's why you cannot move that in or up.
Yes, sir.
Because of the angle. Okay.
And
very narrow as you come into the driveway, and it gets really wide in the back.
When I did that at the office over there last month, she just wanted to know roughly where it's going to be and just make a box there.
Oh, okay. That helps a lot.
sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, that explains a little more than what you're showing here.
No, that's fine.
What size, I'm sorry, what size?
40 by 60?
40 by 60.
All righty.
So it's 60 wide, I got that.
I laid the paper right over this tax map and traced it, and then...
Well, this one presents it a whole, much differently.
I'm sorry about that.
No.
That's okay, that's why we wanted to make sure. Clear on it.
Okay.
Okay, then are there any further questions from the board? Jake?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, do you have other questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion on case number 9747, I would like to move that we approve it. I believe it is unique in the physical characteristics of the lot, the size of the garage, and the applicant's desire to keep it in line with aesthetically with the house and the other dwellings on the property. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance that would afford relief.
Okay, and second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9747. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Case.